listeners, welcome to the Thursday Live Show from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. After our week's break, here we are with Love to Love. Last 2 weeks, we have had reflections on the topics of love and nonviolence. Today, let's talk about peace. And let me begin with a story. One morning, a small sandpiper bird walked down to the beach for her breakfast. So with her long, tiny legs, she ran into the water to gobble up tiny fish. Just then, a whale who lived in the nearby bay lifted his big head out of the water and called out, "Hey you, keep out of my water. The sea belongs to the whales." The sandpiper said, "The sea belongs to the sandpipers too. And anyway, there is more sandpipers than whales."
"Not so," said the whale. "There are many more whales than sandpipers."
So both of them called their brothers, sisters and cousins. Whale called out,
"Brothers and cousins from the north, south, west and east, come to this island."
So whale's brothers and cousins all came, and the bay was so crowded with whales, you could have walked across their backs without wetting your feet. The sandpiper called out,
"Sisters and cousins from the north, south, west and east, come to this island."
So sandpiper's cousins all came and covered the entire beach and filled all the trees. Now it was hard to tell if there were more sandpipers than whales. So the sandpiper and whale had an idea. The whale's idea was to eat up all the land so that birds would drown. And sandpiper's idea was to drink up all the sea so that the whales would die. The birds flew down to the ocean and drank up the water. They saw the whales slowly dying without water, but they also saw fish, crabs and other sea creatures dying in the hot sun too. Then they realized that the crabs and other sea creatures were their food. "If they die, we will die too. This is not a good idea. We must spit back the ocean." The birds all spat back the ocean and the sea creatures began to live once again. Now as the whales munched on the beach, they thought of something.
"Now this is not a good idea," said the whales. "The beach is part of the ocean where we live. We are destroying our own home. We must spit back the land."
So the whales spat back the beach. The sandpiper and whale, both of them realized that war was not the best way to solve their problem. There was plenty of ocean for them to share, and war almost destroyed their homes. So from that day on, they shared the sea and lived in harmony with one another. So dear listeners, there it is. That's the most common definition of peace that we get: living in harmony. So this is what they mean when people talk about peace, when people do peace rallies, well, which ironically turns violence many times. In this context, peace is mainly non-violence. Mahatma Gandhi inspired millions of people across the globe with his peaceful non-violent struggle. Now there is one person who got so inspired by Gandhi, so much so that he really put it into practice, that Gandhi's philosophy of non-violent struggle against oppression, and succeeded in it. Well, take a guess, who is he? Well, dear listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more about peace after a short break of lovely music.
My love, open. much further must we fall before people rise and answer your call? Shine on, 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 so sweet, your love is complete. Shine on, your hand in mine, together till the end of time. Shine on, shine on, shine on. Will we see the truth revealed as the planet cries out and the fire is real?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, we were talking about one person who was so inspired by Gandhiji's philosophy of nonviolence and peace. And he is none other than Nelson Mandela. Now, Hollywood recently made a movie on Mandela's life titled Invictus, meaning unconquerable, starring Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela. It's a fantastic movie, and I think everybody should watch it, because everybody at some point or the other will have people working under you, and how Nelson Mandela treated his subordinates, his colleagues, is something which will inspire all of us. Now, at different points of time, there were a lot of musicians who spoke about peace and love. Groups like Beatles or Michael Jackson, they spoke and wrote songs about love and peace.
Now, songs like Earth Song, Heal the World, We Are the World, etc. are very popular for its music and more importantly for the message of peace, harmony and love they convey. Now, if you take a look at the history of the world went through a huge struggle and dark age throughout the 90s. The World Wars, the Cold War, the independence struggles of different countries, the racial discrimination, the list goes on and on. So many people came forward with their message of peace and love. And when we analyze these messages, we realize that almost all these messages are more about harmonious coexistence. Well, now the question is peace harmonious coexistence? Well, I would say that it's a good place to start. So is peace something more than that? Well, indeed it is. Stay tuned, dear listeners. We will continue our reflections on peace after two more beautiful songs.
Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Peace be still and let your life be mine. Peace be still, stop wasting time. Peace be still, trust I am in you. Peace be still, dear one, I am the truth. Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Peace be still and know that I am God. Peace be still, wait for my nod. Peace be still, my child, right now you're free. Peace be still, be glad, there's only me.
Peace be still.
letting go. Peace, be still, I am letting go.
Listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love, and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan.
Love.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Continuing on our reflection on peace, we were just talking that peace is something more than just harmonious coexistence. Why is that? Well, think about it. Now, do you think that all the people who live in the most beautiful, scenic place in the world are at peace and happy? Well, you can be at the most beautiful, scenic place on earth and still be troubled and disturbed. The reason is, the source of troubles and disturbance is not just the world, it is your mind. Now, here is a beautiful story which our dearest Bhagwan had narrated in one of his discourses, which emphasizes on this point. There was once a king who offered a prize to the artist who would paint the best picture of peace. Now, many artists tried. The king looked at all the pictures, but there were only two which he really liked, and he had to choose between the two. One picture was of a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror for peaceful towering mountains were all around it. And overhead was the blue sky with fluffy white clouds. All those who saw this picture thought that it was a perfect picture of peace. The other picture had mountains too. Now these were rugged and bare. Above was the angry sky from which rain fell, in which lightning played. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. Now this did not look like peace at all to anybody who were present there. But when the king looked deep, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in a crack in the rock. In the bush, a mother bird had built her nest. There, in the midst of the rush of angry water, sat the mother bird on her nest with a perfect, peaceful expression on her face. So now, which picture do you think won the prize? Well, as you ponder upon the right choice, let me leave you with some more beautiful music.
If a person hurts you, give him love. The worst punishment is to throw someone out of your heart. You should love everyone, for if you cannot love each other, you cannot achieve your goal.
There is nothing that love cannot achieve in this world. It can even melt the hardest of rocks. When the principle of love in every human being is unified, it becomes cosmic love.
Welcome back, dear listeners.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Thursday Live Show from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe.
Well, I'm sorry for that minor glitch. Welcome back, dear listeners. We were just talking about the story of the king who organized a painting competition on the theme of peace. Now, let me see how many of you got the answer right. The king chose the second painting. Now, do you know why? Because as explained by the king, peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble or hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. That is the real meaning of peace. Such a beautiful explanation, don't you think? Well, what does Swami have to say about peace? Let's see. In a discourse delivered on the 20th of April 1975, Swami said, "There can be no happiness without inner peace. To earn that peace and to be unshakably established in that peace, one must develop full detachment through steady practice. From birth to death, one is the slave to habits and practices. One needs to examine these and rely more and more on those that lead to subjective joy rather than objective pleasure. Subjective joy can be acquired by harmony at home, mutual cooperation among members of the family and the community, acts of service to others, and a concern for the welfare and prosperity of the society in which one lives." Well, let's contemplate on this for a while and listen to the next song, shall we? Here is "Peace Be," sung by the devotees from Germany to soothe your soul and kindle the peace within. Thank you.
tonight, Adonai, God of Israel. To my right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. And before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. And above my head, Divine Mother. And in my heart and in my soul, Sibaba lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel. To my right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. And before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. And above my head, Divine Mother. And in my heart and in my soul, Sibaba lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel. To my right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. And before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. And above my head, Divine Mother. And in my heart and in my soul, Sibaba lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel. To my right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. And before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. Above my head, Divine Mother. And in my heart and in my soul, Sibaba lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel. To my right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. Before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. And above my head, Divine Mother. And in my heart and in my soul, Sibaba lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel. My right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. And before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. And above my head, Divine Mother. And in my heart and in my soul, Swami lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel. To my right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. And before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. And above my head, Divine Mother. In my heart and in my soul, Swami lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel. To my right, Michael. To my left, Gabriel. And before me, Uriel. Behind me, Raphael. Above my head, Divine Mother. And in my heart and in in my soul, Sai Baba lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel, to my right, Michael, to my left, Gabriel, and before me, Uriel, behind me, Raphael, and above my head, Divine Mother. In my heart and in my soul, Sai Baba lives. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are tuned to the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and you're listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love that go straight through the heart and touches your soul. Well, it is funny to note that in English language, peace, that is P-E-A-C-E, and peace, as in P-I-E-C-E, are homonyms. Well, in reality, we do not achieve peace through division and fragmentation, but rather through unification or completeness. It is found that peace requires a lot of effort, at least as much as working in cooperation, and really much more. Peace is not a part-time job. It requires full-time attention and practice. You all would have heard about the story when a devotee asked Swami, Swami, I want peace. Swami said, take away the I, that is the ego, and want, that is desire, and then you're left with peace. So peace is more of a state of mind. And to achieve that, we need to crucify our ego and reduce our worldly desires. Well, here is another time when another devotee asks Swami for peace. Let's see what happened. Once one lady asked, in the interview room, one lady asked Swami, Swami, I want peace. In fact, she said, Swami, give me peace. Please give me peace. Swami said, okay, I'll bless you with lots of troubles. And she was taken aback. She said, Swami, please, I ask for peace. Don't give me any more troubles. Swami said, how can you practice peace when there are no problems around you? Well, everything is so nice, rosy and shiny, and you're just sitting there in your comfort zone thinking to yourself, ah, I have conquered it all. It feels so peaceful. And then life drops a bomb and you're back to your normal self, feeling sad, cursing life for being unfair, etc. So where did the peace go? Well, the peace did not go anywhere, as there was no peace in the first place. Just because you do not have any problems in life does not mean you are peaceful. Absence of problems is not peace. And peace is not something which you get. It is something you become. And once you become that, it's always there, whatever is the situation. So, how do we become peace? Well, as usual, let's ask peace himself. Well, stay tuned, dear listeners. We'll be back with the answer for the question, how to become peace itself, straight from Swami himself. But before that, let's listen to two more songs.
Show us how to see the light. love and serve your fellow man. For in the name of peace we stand. Love is here with us tonight to show us how to see the light. Love and serve your fellow man. For in the name of peace we stand.
Word, deed. This is the way that we all can lead. Speak the truth and stand your ground from your heart where love is found. With unity of thought, word, deed. This is the way that we all can lead. So speak the truth and stand your ground from your heart where love is found.
And overcome strife. Keep the word of every sage and help create the golden age. In this game that we call life, do right action and overcome strife. Keep the word of every sage and help create the golden age.
Place so peace can prevail for the human race. Let's join together in heart and mind to love and serve all humankind. Let's make the world a better place so peace can prevail for the human race. Let's join together in heart and mind to love and serve all humankind.
Baba is Hara Mahadeva. I honor the Lord of Shirdi. I worship the Lord of Parthi. Above the gods in the universe, victory to Lord Sai.
Mahadeva, Saishwara, Namo
Lord Sai Baba is Haram.
Welcome back, dear listeners. I'm sure all of you are waiting to listen to what Swami has to say on what is real peace. In a discourse that our beloved Bhagwan delivered on the 12th of May 1981, he spoke about flowers that God loves. The first flower is ahimsa or non-violence. The second flower is dhamma or control of senses. The third flower is daya or compassion. The fourth flower ikshama or forbearance. The fifth is shanti or peace. Sixth is tapas or penance. Seventh is dhyana or meditation. And eighth is satya or truth. Swami then went on to explain what each of this really means. Explaining about the flower of peace or shanti, shanti pushpa, Bhagwan said, and I quote, "The flower of peace should not be interpreted to mean that you should be silent if somebody attacks you or somebody blames you. It is not that. If you are unmoved and unperturbed in spite of anyone finding faults in you, this can be called real shanti. If you can fill your heart with love, then peace will come to you from outside.
through bad qualities, to some extent, we lose peace. With truthful thoughts, a man will have peace. With untruthful thoughts, a man will not have peace. If you can get rid of all thoughts, you will become a saint. It is only when you can be free from all thoughts that you can have peace. Your own bad thoughts are responsible for all your pain and sorrow. By good thoughts and by good deeds, you will become a sadhu. Sadhu does not mean one who merely wears an orange robe, shaves the head, and wears Rudraksha. He who has good thoughts and good ideas is a sadhu. A sadhu is one who is a Satya Sankalpa Swarupa, that is, embodiment of truthful thoughts. So in a nutshell, what Swami is trying to tell us is that the only way to have real peace is to get rid of all the desires. In fact, to get rid of all thoughts. Our mind can be compared to a calm lake, which reflects everything around. And each thought is like a ripple or disturbance in the lake, which distorts the reflection. More thoughts, more the distortions, and lesser peace we experience. So think about an average human mind. How many thoughts do you think we have in each second? Now, Swami calls our mind a monkey mind because it is so restless. All of us hardly experience thoughtlessness. Now, there is a thought passing through our mind almost every millisecond of our life. So basically it means we need to put an effort to reduce the thoughts and ultimately become absolutely thoughtless and completely silent. In that silence, we will hear the voice of God. It is not that God doesn't speak to us. It is just that our mind is so noisy, God's voice is lost in that noise. So how do we march towards the state of thoughtlessness? Well, stay tuned, dear listeners. We will be back shortly with our reflections after some more lovely music.
In times like this, I remember you and the way our music flows. And the peace we share together, and the seeds of love we sow.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Continuing with our reflection on peace, we said, quoting Swami, the way to experience real peace is to be absolutely thoughtless. So the question now is, how do we reach that state of absolute thoughtlessness and in turn find real peace? Well, I'm sure you all will agree with me when I say the path is that of meditation. I think the first step would be to decrease the amount of confusion and disturbance that exist in the mind. Probably a good way to start will be through deep breathing. I am sure all of you would have noticed that when we are calm, our heart rate and breathing slows down considerably. In a similar way, when we consciously slow down our breathing, our minds too become less agitated. The slower we breathe, the steadier our minds become. So start there, sit in a quiet place and breathe in slowly for a few minutes and watch the thoughts. If any thoughts crop up, just put it in the toolbox. As Lightstorm says in a talk, mind is just a tool. Use it when required. When not required, put it in a toolbox. Well, I know it is very easy said than done, but then spiritual path is not for the faint-hearted. It's for those who has a sense of adventure, a liking to dive deep into the unknown. But there is nothing to fear, as all those who have dived has only come back with beautiful stories, stories of truth, beauty and bliss. So what are you waiting for, dear listeners? Start your tryst with meditation today itself. Dive deep into the ocean of stillness, of peace, of bliss. Well, I hope you enjoyed the reflections on Shanti or peace. It is almost time for me to conclude. Let me take leave after playing one more beautiful song, and after that you'll be joined by Brother Ganesh with the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Sandesh Jhari. I'll see you soon next week, same day, same time. Until then, Sai Ram. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.